Oh yeah, you should do your jock voice. Your radio jock voice.
Jock voice. Oh yeah. Yeah, love it. This is the new ugly, y'all. Wicked wicked wow, pew pew pew. Yeah, baby.
This is the new ugly.
Wait, you're on the radio with DJ Mike and DJ Benny J. I don't know why I threw a J in my name, but I just did it.
And my wife's sleeping.
This is the new ugly, y'all. We covering Nur Ayn 13, round number 5. Hi, doggy, who got excited by my voice. My name is Ben. I'm your host this evening. And with me, as always, is Mike. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. I didn't know that was the real intro, but
that
we're
is now
ready
the real
go.
Intro.
B word.
I can't do
pew,
any better
pew,
than that.
Pew pew
pew.
This is amazing.
We should open everyone with that. We're going to cut the song intro even and just do that.
Okay.
So good.
Just a cappella radio shock jock intro. Yep.
Yeah.
So all we're right. Covering Nur Ayn 13 round 5 today.
Yes, sir.
Last week was round 4. And it was Never Knew the Guy. And the challenge was a biography. So Von Vorten won that one. Marison was immune. And then we had 3 eliminations. Inflatable Veggies, Matchy Matchy, and Cave Dwellers. He actually tied with Rob from wherever. And
Rob from
and
then, Amersfoort.
And Amersfoort. Amersfoort.
Fruit.
And the judges came up with some new magic number stuff to determine who wins.
Right. Nick Soma was also eliminated last round too. So there's actually
4. That's right. I don't know how to read. Yes, correct. So this round is round 5, and the title is Hazardous Waste with the challenge beatboxing. As always, Ben, what would you have done?
Okay, I would have done either a 30-second or a minute clip of just me beatboxing and dropped it. And that's it. The whole thing. It would just be Hazardous Waste, hence the title. It would just be short and sweet.
And instrumental.
Just going at it.
An instrumental.
Whole thing. No
except
instruments,
without
no lyrics.
Instruments.
Boom. Sorry, what?
It would be an instrumental without instruments.
Correct.
I should have done that.
I don't know why anyone didn't. I'm very upset no one decided to just do that, to just beatbox straight up, 30 seconds or a minute, and be like, I'm done.
Maybe I'll do that next week if
yeah.
I'm still
in. Yeah.
I'll just beatbox next week. All right. So we have, how many songs do we have? We have 9, is it?
8.
And then 2 shadow entries. Those are people who have been cut, but they might have started a song or they just want to have fun.
That's right. Veggies is continuing his tradition from last year of entering a shadow every round, which I like.
Yep, and Cave Dwellers is also keeping up pretty well. Well, I guess this is their first round out.
Right, yeah. So, yes, they are.
And the weeks fly. They just fly off the calendar.
That they do. I am so tired. Ugh.
All right. You're tired. Okay. You're not the one who had to make lyrics.
That's right.
Every night that
but
rhyme.
But if you'd done my song, you wouldn't have had to make lyrics either.
I would have been able to sleep, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, shall we get to Carlo Bruno Jr., former champion?
Yeah, let's do it.
I said this way, this is my name, this is what I am, and this is what you get. But we have to be more, we all want to be more. We have to be more, we all want to be more. There's a reason we turn on this code. It's the Maritina disco. I know what I'm doing, but you don't know why you do it like everyone. There's a reason we turn on this code. It's the Maritina disco. What I'm doing, but I do not know why I do it like everyone. issue for you. Can't get rid of me, you lose. This is the iterative nightmare. Iterated nightmare.
And that is Carlo Bruno Jr. First song, slamming track.
That
love it.
Fantastic.
It's so good.
That song makes me very happy. I think I have a lot of things to praise it for. Unless you want to go first, Ben.
I don't think I have any negative things to say.
I don't have negative things. I only have praise.
Yeah. So. This is one of the songs that definitely nails the beatboxing challenge for me, mainly because it makes me want to beatbox along with it. So if I find myself sort of bopping along and making my own beatboxing as the song's going, that nails this challenge. Like, out of the park, boom, nailed it. This definitely does. That said, I'm a little sad that, and this isn't the only song that does this, but Carlo does a standard drum bit. Throughout the song, and then sort of layers the beatboxing on top, and I would prefer to see pretty much pure beatboxing instead of a drum at all, but, you know, nothing wrong with that.
A lot of cheaters this round, yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of those. I also did enjoy the very beginning that the beatboxing is in stereo. That was just fun.
Yeah, I wrote down that I really liked the groove of it, the sparse bass line, and then that counter guitar lick is really nice. In terms of critical feedback, I think this is where Carlo tends to excel, in songs where he's not trying to do something super melodic with his voice. And that's not meant to be an insult, because he sounds really awesome when he does stuff that's a little more monotone like this. I think that's where he's at home. And that's where that, like, his voice just lends itself really nice to that, because there's a lot of rich character to the voice, and it has sort of a natural timbre that makes it work really, really nice. Like, if I did this, like, imagine if I chanted this song, it would just be annoying white boy crap, basically. Right?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you'd be like, oh my gosh, who does this guy think he is? Like, Carlo's voice has the chutzpah to pull off songs like this, and I think he should use that. I don't know if I used chutzpah right. It's a Yiddish word. I may be racist for using it. I really don't know, but I think it's the right word.
Maybe. I honestly don't know. Literally don't. But yeah, solid song. Yeah, this is also, actually, when you say that about Carlo's voice, this is also sort of reminds me of what I want a lot of Lycanthrope to do as well, because Lycanthrope's voice is of a similar type quality and a similar sort of, like, it's the same similar thing I want to see from him too. It's just sort of like this. I can't say that better, because I have no words, because I'm an idiot, but that's, so if you're listening, Lycan, that's something, I hope. All right. So, all right, put my dumbness
we're off
away.
To a great start.
We're at a great start here. So moving on then, should we move on to Grumpy Mike's song then?
Yeah.
When we met, it was obvious that there was a natural attraction. Just being in close proximity sparked a dangerous reaction. The way you looked at me while you were biting those lips. This was an experiment that a researcher could not resist. If my formula's correct, I'll get my current girlfriend to cheat. Then I'll be free to fully pursue this trial ethically. I did it all by the book, but can't say it was proudly. Sometimes the quest for knowledge requires ambiguity. You're flirting and transformed me into a driven scientist. In less than a week, we'd already proven true my hypothesis. I won the Nobel Prize in romance for all this. But you were studying someone else while feeding me promises. Thinking of you makes me nauseous. There was never, ever a chance for us. I wish I could rewind and forget your face. Cause my memory of you is hazardous waste. You need to fall out wherever you go. Always saying yes when you should say no. Your love has a radioactive glow. But things rapidly declined when you started fooling around, giving some other people a try. You didn't realize our outcome wasn't reproducible. It's one in a billion, and I'm the single variable. You admitted to having a pen pal, but downplayed his impact. Then you invited him to come visit and told me that fact. You texted all weekend, giving the play-by-play about how we couldn't get it up for you, and you loved me, by the way. I called you out, and you just flipped it back on me. Said I was controlling like a relationship Nazi. Well, my name's not Werner von Braun, but I know a bit. Despite your pretty blue eyes, you're completely full of shit.
Thinking of you makes me nauseous. There was never, ever a chance for us. I wish I could rewind and forget your face. Cause my memory of you is hazardous waste. You need to fall out wherever you go. Always saying yes when you should say no. Your love has
because you wanted to be with me. I stayed one more night just to make the best of the tragedy. You said all we had was in bed the last time we met. I think that's what you tell yourself to avoid regret. So in conclusion, the theory was proven false empirically.
The test subject suffers from a case of NPD. Further research will just be a waste of time.
At least the Ninja Turtles turn out better after the slime.
All right, that is Grumpy Mike. You are such a flippin' nerd, man.
What?
This is so the second you start coming in and rapping, the very first thought I have is, man, you are so white and so nerdy. And then as soon as the song keeps going, though, I'm like, okay, yes, you're fully embracing that you are white and nerdy, though. The science lyrics, you're just random, like, I'm going to pull highfalutin words out of my butt. I'm going to present this whole thing with, like, a sort of, like, a scientist flair. It just, like, I'm glad that you... To me, it's interesting that you realize that you're definitely not a rapper. You are not somebody who can, like, throw down hard, and you're just like, I'm just going to embrace the whole thing and go with it. It's like the Weird Al approach, essentially.
That's not how I thought about it, but I'll take it. So my mind was thinking hazardous waste. Okay, hazardous waste has a, like, you need a nuclear story. Okay, nuclear scientist. Okay, I'm a scientist, and I discover this nuclear thing, and then it turns into radioactive waste, kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, kinda,
like, I was not like, oh yes, I want to do the science thing because I fit in better. I was like, I want to do the science thing because it makes the story come together better.
I think it they play well together. Then it is a happy coincidence.
Yes,
that it worked that way. I do appreciate that, because I think there's no actual drum line here, right? It's all beatboxing underneath, which I do appreciate.
Absolutely. I split my mono beatbox track out into different EQs, and then I had three separate tracks that each had different effects on them. So it was all just me beatboxing, but I had like high end in one ear, mids in the other, and then the bass kick in the middle.
Nice. That's nice. It plays well. And it is another good, you know, it's got a bit of a dancey vibe to it that makes me beat along. This one feels a bit more like a real song than something I would like beatbox along to. So doesn't perfectly nail that challenge for me. To be fair, most of the songs don't.
I think it suffers from try too hardism.
No, I think you went full song, and it's a good song. And again, I love the lyrics and I love the voice that you're delivering in. So there's no knocks there. But
okay. So my mixing sucks. I'm not a great rapper, and like at the beginning, the beatboxing kind of sounded like farts. I'll admit it. Okay, like I'm not gonna fight that. You know, I was like, they ask for beatboxing. Here's my beatboxing, assholes. Like you want this challenge? Like this is what you get for picking such a stupid challenge. This is what you get, jerks.
I love that response. And I like I said, I think this round turned out the way I wanted it to turn out, which is this is just a great round with everyone doing ridiculous things. And I think it's playing off really well.
I also held to the mantra that, you know, if you do something very different in the later rounds, maybe the judges will reward you more. I doubt that's going to happen because they're already shitting on me on the message board. But, you know, like, it was a risk. I knew it was a risk. Even though they said they wanted beatboxing, they didn't want rap. Nobody likes white boy rap. Come on. But, you know, it is what it is.
True. And go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say the lyrics are based on a true story, and Veggies wanted me to tell it on the podcast, but maybe I'll leave it for the end because it's kind of a long story.
Okay. Maybe we'll do that. But you're right. I think this is very unique. I think this is the only song that's like this in the whole bunch. So yeah, props for that.
Thanks. That's what I was going for.
Nailed it.
But maybe I should have kept my head down because now it's going to get lopped off. Anyway.
Maybe. We'll see. We got two rounds left. All right, moving on then. Let's do Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost.
Thank you.
All right, that was Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost. You want me to go first? You want to take it?
Let's see. I like the general idea of it. I can tell they're trying to appeal to my emotions. I'm not sure I like the integration of the beatboxing, although it did give me a cool idea for the beatboxing on this one that maybe would have been a good song for me to submit. But I'll get to that in a minute. You know, it plodded along a little bit. The harmonies, they're really nice, but they came in pretty off key. And, I don't know. It takes too long to get to a payoff point in the song that I feel like it's a good song, but it's not that engaging. And I think they should get props for, you know, doing a nice song, but you know it's not the type of song that's going to compete with pop hits like Vom Vorten that we're going to get to later, unfortunately.
Right. Like I think most this round, this song definitely suffers from sort of being the only slow song in the whole bunch, or like I think there's like one other one. It is definitely a long song. It's like 6 minutes, I think we're clocking in. Again, it feels like the last time they had a 6 minute song. It sort of plods along. It is pretty slow. It doesn't have a lot of payoff. It was actually really hard for me to pick up where the beatboxing is, except at the very, very end. I'm like, oh, that's definitely beatboxing. It doesn't speak to me. I feel like we've had this song before, from one of their earlier rounds. It's just not, this isn't doing it for me.
Yeah. I mean, especially with the palette of instruments they're working with, it definitely feels like they've fallen into a template rut. I will say, like, the concept of using... So the beginning that was beatboxing. By the way, one of those was off beat, but I'll allow it. But the beginning was beatboxing, and that made me think, like, why didn't anybody do a song like Come Together?
Oh, yes, that would have been a good
one. That would have been, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you can count that as beatboxing.
You can make it work. So I don't really have much else to say about this song. Like I said, I feel like we've heard this one before. So
I generally agree. I did have, like, the melodies are kind of catchy to me in a strange, alluring way. I'll say that. Like, I can kind of pick up and go with it. But the energy level definitely leaves it lacking with the longevity included. Yeah.
Okay, moving on then. Let's do Mandibles.
Worse.
That was Mandibles with Hazardous Waste.
Yeah, pretty sure it's the Angry Mom song this round.
Angry Mom song?
I think that's what that was. I could be
wrong. What's an Angry Mom song?
As in, screw you, Mom?
As in, you don't ever pick up your hazardous waste? Go to your room and clean up your hazardous waste?
More like Mom is hazardous waste? I'm pretty sure that's what this is. I could be wrong, but I think that's what this was.
I mean, that means you're the son of a hazardous waste. That's awkward.
I think it harkens back to, I think it was Lucky's Lucky and Righteous, their song last week, which was Angry Dad song.
Yeah, we should get all the parents. Who's next?
Grandpa?
What do you think of that one, Ben?
So I liked the beatboxing in the sort of like pre-chorus bits. It's pretty good. I don't think it's anywhere else, though. Maybe I just missed it. Otherwise, it's like okay song. Vocals are mostly okay, except the lead comes in a little soft on the chorus, probably because it's a little hard to pick up exactly when to come in from the beatboxing. Otherwise, I don't know if I have much to say about it.
All right, I've got some things to say.
Get it.
So it's grown on me, to be honest. I find some of it charming. You know, they kind of change keys at different points. I don't know if that was intentional or not. I assume it was changing keys at points, and that was kind of cool. It's nice that they're trying something new, and I do like the beatbox parts, as you do. That, like, coming together at the chorus and slowing down but then speeding back up, that was a really nice effect, and I really like that. The parts that I think don't particularly work are that the drums don't feel like they're matched to the voice, and the voice doesn't feel like it's matched to the song at the beginning. It's got a rough start, which I can empathize with because mine does too. So it takes a while for it to find its groove, in the listener's mind at least. I guess the first thing I think of is Barracuda from playing, what was it, Rock Band?
Rock Band 2, I believe.
And I hate that song so much.
Aw.
So, I mean, that's kind of an in the negatives comment column. So some of this is biased, but I do overall like the work as a whole. I think they were trying something new, and I like that they're trying something new. It's just some of it, to me, doesn't feel like it meshes well together.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I actually sort of agree with the that the female lead singer definitely has that sort of heart quality. I would love to hear an 80s heart cover. That would be so cool. That would be so good.
Send it all to Ben. I don't care. Don't send it to me.
Yeah. And I agree. The slowdown bit, the slowdown speed up that you pointed out. You're right. That does work. I missed it earlier, but it works pretty well.
Yeah, it's like I said, I feel like my song has a bit in common in that the verses are a little on the rougher side, but the chorus is worth the payoff. So we'll see how the judges like it.
Oh, I think I actually like the verses more than I like the chorus, to be quite honest. But yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
That's what we normally do. That's what we always do.
Agree to disagree.
As always. All right. Moving on then. Let's cover Marison.
Thank you.
Is Marison with a kick-ass chill step song.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Should have known that this was going to be right up their alley. definitely, I will say... Those, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, this again, one of the songs that definitely... So this is weird. So they nail the challenge in that this is a song I want to beatbox along with as it plays out, and I definitely do. And they do have some solid beatboxing throughout, but I kind of lose it a little bit. Like, I don't know if this is like they're so good that I missed it, or it's just a little weak. And it's easy to lose their beatboxing train, if that makes sense to me, or if that makes sense.
Well, they do have a drum line going with it.
Yeah.
Picking it, yeah. I don't know if that's what you mean.
I think it is, yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been almost the same song, maybe even better without the beatboxing.
That is also true.
If I were a judge, I would take that into account a little bit, but I'm not a judge. I really like the song. It's the way it starts out slow and then, the verse feels faster than it is because it's got these, what are they, 16th notes on the fake hi-hat?
Yeah.
Awesome work with that, because it just in my mind I imagine this really lumbering Ferris wheel with just like lopsided chairs on it, you know. I like that effect, and it works really well when they come into the first verse, and even better when they come into the second verse. Like, it's so well put together in that sense. The chorus is very nice too, but I think the verse is just absolute gold in that sense. Sam was texting me while he was doing this. He's like, I don't know if we're gonna make it. We don't have a lot of time. You guys probably could have used less time.
Clearly.
It can tell that they didn't have as much time as they normally would, but they don't need it.
Wait, you can tell that? I can't tell that at all. This
yeah,
feels like...
and here's where I'm gonna be an asshole. Like, Aaron, this is a terrible vocal performance compared to every other Aaron vocal performance. That said, it's still better than everybody else in the competition. But, I was amazed. Like, I almost passed out when I heard a flat note. I was like, how is this possible? What happened?
Okay. missed those little nuances.
I think like the energy and the character of the vocals could have meshed a little better at particularly the chorus.
Really? I feel like it nailed it. Like, this is very much a, you know, chilled, laid-back song. And I feel like the vocal performance goes very much with the whole thing.
I think it's one of the later choruses where it becomes more noticeable to me. But it's, you know, there's nothing to pick apart, really. I'm just being a jerk.
Clearly. It's fine. That's what we're here for. We are the judge's voice, right? That's our role? I said it.
No, I have better taste.
So mean. All right, let's move on then. Let's do Alchemist. That is Alchemist.
That was cool.
I love this intro. Just love it. And the verses are so fun. So stupid fun. This whole deep guttural yell, heavy metal, grungy thing is just totally working for me. Totally, totally works for me.
Reminds me of industrial stuff from like early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like early Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, yeah. Ah. It just like totally works for me. The beatboxing actually is, this is another song that I feel like I don't need the beatboxing.
I don't even know where
In the bridge. Okay. And it is fun. It's cool. It's about like a minute. I want to say it's like around minute 50 or something. Definitely not a core piece of the song. Definitely not something I don't beatbox along to. So it doesn't nail the challenge.
Yeah. For being industrial, it could have used a little more of the steam stuff. An industrial song could have been like,
oh, yeah. I actually think it could have done without the other singer. So whoever's doing the guttural yelling should have been the only vocalist the whole time. Sorry, other vocalists.
Oh, at the beginning?
Yeah, that part is my favorite part.
Like the part?
I mean, I don't need that part. And I can't mimic it. Whoever's doing the yelling hazardous waste bit.
Oh,
that
later.
Vocal part is what I want like the whole way through.
Yeah, I actually wrote down... you know, it's a fantastic song, obviously. I wrote down that it's a little too crowded because there's so much interesting stuff going on. I don't think you need to jam the ahs in, particularly in the beginning. It starts going, ah, and That doesn't add it. I mean, it would add something to a normal song, but it doesn't add something to this song because that crazy Muppet, not quite Muppet, but that, you know, the drunken Muppet vocals, but not Muppet. I mean, it's not matchy-matchy, but you know what I mean.
I do.
Like, there's just so much interesting stuff going on that it's like, why do I need that? Like, why did you wear the paisley shirt to the S&M, you know, get together?
That is just so much weird. All right, with that, let's move on because I can't figure out a way to come off that. So let's do Rob from Amersfoort.
Why don't you talk to me? Sometimes I feel lonely to a certain degree. Why don't you dine with me? Drink some wine and act carefree. We are just hazardous waste, glowing in the dark. We are just hazardous waste, trying to make a spark.
That is Rob from Amersfoort.
Amersfoort.
I'm pretty sure it's fruit. Definitely a slightly different take on the beatbox than everybody else, making a lot more sort of vocal noises rather than, lip sounds.
I don't know what you mean by that.
He does a boom, boom, instead of a pff, pff, you know, putting some actual vowel sounds to a lot of his beatboxing, which I appreciate, actually.
Did not notice that whatsoever.
Oh man, it's like peppered all throughout. I pick up more every time I listen to it.
Good ear.
Yeah, definitely draws a lot of my attention, and I like it. It's definitely in the overall beatboxing community, hashtag I'm a loser, slash opposer. I appreciate people who do more than just, you know, make percussive sounds with their beatboxing. I like other vocal sounds like this. I do kind of wish he had more percussive sounds, although maybe I'm just sort of now fixating on the vocal sounds.
I thought it was a cute, catchy song. I mean, my problem is, as always, you know, I kind of feel with Rob, we have a very clear template. I almost feel like every song is the same tempo. I feel like they have the same beginning, middle, chorus type of feel. And that's not to say that they don't have different melodies or whatever. And this one's done very well, and I like it. I just don't have anything more to say because I feel like I've said everything I can say before, you know?
Yeah. I will say I think this is a little different from the template. The verses feel very different than the chorus, but to the point where I feel like they don't actually match together. So the chorus kind of pops out at me with a different feel than the verses do. I'm not really sure how to describe that in more detail or even like offer a suggestion on what to change. I do like the verses a bit more, so maybe bring the chorus back a little bit or make the chorus fit that, but...
Yeah, I like the synth work. That's a cool synth he had going.
Oh, I did hear it. Yeah, but I think that might be fairly standard Rob, or maybe I'm just crazy.
I wonder what the song is about, because it feels more vampire-y than usual.
You know, I'm not sure I really listened to this one for lyrics. There's a couple of these songs in here that I've just, like, totally missed the message, and a couple that I actually paid attention to.
Good commentary.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just cutting that out.
That's a personal comment on me, I think, because I only noticed the white nerdy one and the Angry Mom song, and everyone else, I actually couldn't tell you what the songs are about, so I'm not doing my job.
All right, let's get to Von Vorten here.
Von Vorten.
Wasn't the big thing that we thought it would be. No handshakes, no photo opportunities, and just a brief worrying message from the dark side of the moon, received by every country simultaneously. You need to go. Started immediately. Geiger counters, water samples, hazmat suits. But nothing was detected that was not really expected. We removed our masks and changed out of our boots. Weeks passed, people forgot. Summer came, it got hot. But at the same time, the very next year, came the message that we all feared. You need to go. Leave this place. The whole planet's covered in hazardous waste.
You need to go. Leave this place.
The whole planet's covered in hazardous waste. And so we took our finest rocket and we filled it with our finest men and flew it to the far side of the moon. And as they stepped onto the surface, we heard their final message as their flying saucer left us to our doom. We need to go, leave this place. They got out into our space. We need to go, leave this place before we get contaminated by the hazardous waste.
Alright, and that is Von Vorten with a 8-bit video game peppy space opera Wally type thing.
I am such a sucker for Brit pop. I'm kind of hating myself while I'm like, oh yeah, that's good stuff.
It is fun. It's definitely fun. The beatboxing bit where he does the sound is fun. Peppy. Dance around a little bit. I still don't think it's like the best song of the round or of his, even though.
I don't know whether he's raised the bar for himself so much that, you know, we're just not impressed, or if that it's a really good song, but it doesn't feel quite as inspired as some of the others, if that made sense.
Yeah, I think so.
That Nintendo synth is really cool. I'll say
that is definitely the best part of this whole thing, for sure.
and the beatboxing, you know, like you definitely made it known you were beatboxing, and that's half of the challenge.
Yeah, but this is another song where it would have been the same pretty much without the beatboxing. Like it's not integral to the song. It's just sort of like I'm checking off the challenge box is what it feels like to me.
Yeah, a little bit. The story, either the story or the delivery, didn't really compel me to the vocals, and they were definitely a little lacking at points. I know I've criticized this before, but I think it particularly hurt the line "the whole planet" before the first chorus. I think it was. It was a little flat and a little like delivered meekly, and for some like for the verses where they're like very delivered authoritatively, the meekness kind of brings me down, and I'm like, well, does he believe in this song? Do I want to keep following this shepherd to the promised songland, or do I want to, you know, maybe go count my chickens and play with my dog? But yeah, it's a good song, though. I like it. I like it a lot. I don't want to denigrate it too much.
Definitely very technically up there, for sure. But yeah, I feel like I think Vom set the bar too high for himself, because I expect...
Wow.
Yeah, kind of a bad person there. Moving on, then. So that was our 8 contestants of this round. So we have 2 shadow entries in. Let's cover these guys next. Up first is Cave Dwellers.
But you were fun, and I was one to ignore all of you, not to mention I was a fool to play it cool when it was hot to the heated contentions. I tried to rock it, but it was toxic. We were hurting ourselves by extension. It's dangerous if we continue tonight. There's a long half-life. Your love for me is a hazardous waste. It's welling up and leaks all over the place. I shrug it off and sweep it under the rug. My heartstrings strum when they give it a tug. Trigger, you take away, doesn't balance the equation. Your bleeding heart has fits and starts, but your passion doesn't have much duration. You keep me guessing, but it's messy. But much ado is trying my patience. It's dangerous if we continue tonight. It's a hazardous waste. It's welling up and leaks all over the place. I shrug it off and sweep it under the rug. My heartstrings strum when they give it a tug.
That song had a lot of things in it.
And that is Cave Dwellers. yeah, definitely a lot there. The intro feels so reminiscent of late 90s, early 2000.
It was Lovin' Is What I Got. Loving is what I got. But then it ends with, where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from?
Cotton Eye Joe. Sung like three times faster. Yeah, they don't mix. They definitely don't. The intro is, here's my beatboxing portion. Did it. Here's the rest of my song. Did it. And just like, they aren't the same.
It's trying to invent its own genre.
Nothing wrong with that.
But it's hard to tell like what I want from the song, because I don't think the song knows what it wants from itself.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that criticism. I think the song just doesn't know how to put the beatboxing in with the rest of it, and that's what causes this division. So I think it's very much the challenge is sort of driving the dissonance there, but I think the song itself like knows exactly what it's trying to do, and then we throw some beatboxing in.
I see what you're saying. Like, Cave Dwellers started out with the beatboxing, and they had a pretty cool Sublime-like rap song, but then they didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, they do put some, sort of near the three-minute mark, they do put some more beatboxing in at the end. I don't know. It doesn't... It feels like it's just they took their bridge and their intro, threw beatboxing in, and then kind of said that's what we need to do. It doesn't feel very integral to the whole thing.
Yeah, and because of that, it doesn't feel very very compelling to me. I like their choice of synths though. There was a lot of really cool synth stuff in there, different stuff, different textures, whether you noticed or not.
I pick up what you're throwing down. Yeah, overall it's not bad. I'm also full disclosure, I'm an idiot and didn't realize this song existed until like an hour before we started recording, so I don't have the best handle on it, but
fair.
I don't know. It's people putting shadow songs in different spots, yo. Killing me.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to get all those shadow songs onto the website.
We do. It needs to happen. So, all right, should we move on to our final shadow by Inflatable Vegetables?
Wastewater sludge, mercury lamps, metal drums with acid or bases. We are the team, get the site clean, we're fixing your favorite spaces. Pulling on our chemical gloves, pulling on our plastic boots, pulling on our respirator masks, looking like Devo in vapor suits. Yeah, hazardous waste, hazardous waste, oh. Hazardous waste of nuclear piles, contaminated soils, industrial oils and crankcases. We're having fun, get the job done, bright glowing smiles on our faces. Pulling on our chemical gloves, pulling on our plastic boots, pulling on our respirator masks, looking like Devo in vapor suits. Yeah, hazardous waste, hazardous waste, oh, hazardous waste, hazardous waste, oh. Explosive, corrosive, toxic or flammable, 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 hazardous waste, hazardous waste, oh, hazardous waste, hazardous waste, oh.
All right, and that is Inflatable Vegetables doing the whole way through.
That was a fun one.
It's pretty boppy.
It's just fun.
It is that line, though. After a while, I'm like, it's all like the whole time. After a while, I'm just like, stop.
Banana.
I hate that song. Wait,
what song is that borrowed from?
I will not say. And it's not actually just the banana part is borrowed from yours. I do like at the very end of the song, he does this like ba-da-da-da-da to like in a vocal line rather than at the synth thing, which I actually really appreciate.
Yeah, he almost has like a Muppets mahamaha. Na-na-na-na-na.
Kind of.
Na-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na. Thing going on. He plays with his vocal palette a lot. Lots of different voices.
Yeah, it's really definitely fun. Appreciate it. For sure. Otherwise, I'm not really sure how much to say beyond. Like, the vocal palette is fun. I enjoy it. The beatboxing comes and goes. That's kind of weird to me. Like, it sort of like picks up, hears some beatboxing, and then it sort of like drops out.
Yeah.
And shows back up.
I guess that. Interesting. I had a problem with the very first line not being on key. Wastewater. Just, I don't know. It bugs me when songs start off on the wrong note. But, you know, maybe he saw he was cut and he was like, well, I'm not going to bother re-recording these or whatever. That's not to say I don't like the song. I do like the song. But if that were one thing I would criticize, it would be that the things don't quite feel like they gel together just because of issues like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not... I wonder if it's like sort of like I see. I'm not gonna argue the being flat a little bit here and there. That is what it is. But now that sort of brings. I didn't think about it before, but now he does. He plays with his vocal palette the whole way through and does all these weird. The weirdest one is definitely the boah boah. Like that sound is just like where is that coming from?
I think that's cool.
I wonder if the whole thing is supposed to be hazardous waste. Just a whole bunch of random, sort of decaying bits that you have through the song.
I think you're overthinking it.
I probably am.
But what I am in particular saying is the main vocals sound like karaoke vocals rather than the song's vocals. Like they're very enthusiastic, but they maybe don't always know where they're going. Maybe.
Cool. Okay. So that is round 5 with our 8 contestants and 2 shadow entries. So let's do our favorite part of the show / worst part, which is ranking. You got any favorites there, Mike? Any not favorites?
Yeah, I mean, Marison and Von Borten are going to be at the top.
I actually think Marison and Carlo are at the top, too, for this one. I would probably put Marison before Carlo only because I love the chill step, but I think Carl might have done the beatboxing challenge maybe not necessarily better, but it's a bit more noticeable, which I think helps.
Yeah, I'm just ignoring the challenge. Actually, I think you're right in that sense. Maybe it would be Marison, Carlo, and Owl Chemist.
Yeah,
Alchemist.
I think I put Owl third there as well. Just because it's grungy, and I just really love the industrial bit.
Yeah, it's grungy and different. Yeah, it's fun. All of those three are pretty fun, pretty new stuff.
Yeah.
I think Vom's just suffering from his own successes. That's your own fault, man. You know, stop winning so much.
Stop being good.
Start treading water a little bit more, you know?
Well, there's no time for that anymore. There's only 2 rounds after this, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think sort of everyone else in the middle is kind of in the middle. The bottom for me, I think Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost, not a big fan of the plotting, the long song. And it doesn't fit well with the rest of the pack, which, I mean, it's not something you can necessarily prepare for. Definitely happened. And then I think, actually, I'm not a big fan of the Mandibles song this week, actually. I'm just not really feeling it, not really connecting with it. And I think Rob from Amersfoort, also sort of in the bottom for me. Again, he's doing some things, but it feels, like we said, talked before, like we've said before, it feels very templatey, feels very much the same, kind of not really feeling it. It is kind of weird, though, going back to Mandibles. I think this is the first song Mandibles is doing that's not fully acoustic.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's why. I'm going to say it's why, just for fun.
Yeah, I hope I didn't spook them too much.
It's okay. We released late last week. But otherwise, I think everyone else is sort of like right in the middle, doing some cool things, doing some fun things. I'd have to A-B them to start picking a solid middle order.
Clearly, I'd put myself first if it were just the challenge. I mean, come on, guys. How come nobody else rapped? I put my heart and soul out there, and everybody was like, "Nah, we're just gonna let you take that prisoner's dilemma, and screw yourself."
Yeah, yeah. I do. I always forget that. I think you would probably be near the top of the middle for that reason. it's different and it's good. I like it. It's fun. I'm not changing my top three.
I know.
It is there.
It's a song. I like my hook, but that's. I can do without the verse, you know. It's just a verse.
What are you talking about, man? It's the whole thing. It's the whole white nerdy scientist experiment getting his heart broken. Like it just works on like so many levels. Why am I not putting it higher?
Because it's not a very listenable song.
It's because I can't beatbox to it, or it's not industrial metal. That wins for some reason this week. That's why I'm in a mood.
Yeah, it's just not an accessible song. I agree completely. Technicalities, I'll take the technicality points, but yeah. No, it'll be interesting to see who gets to the next round. And the next round's song is
Fan Theory.
Fan Theory.
And the challenge is assonance.
Assonance.
Yes.
It's an asinine challenge.
So assonance, if I remember correctly, is like consonants but for vowels, right? Or am I crazy?
It's basically alliteration with vowel sounds, and they can be in the middle of words or at the end of words. Rap music ironically does this a lot, so maybe we should all let's all get together and agree to do a rap song again, guys.
There you go, guys. Everyone's rapping.
Thanks.
Except Mike, he's gonna pull up last minute and do something flowery.
Yeah, I'll just throw my assonance in one bridge and call it good.
There you go.
So that's that's it. That's it. Those are our songs, and we'll see who gets to the next round, and then after that is the final.
Yeah,
man, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been this is week six, right? So two more weeks to go.
Yep.
Full two months, man. Coming down though. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
Been rough.
So, all right. Well, we'll drop links in the description of this show like we always do. You can always find all of the songs at nurein.songlander.com if you want the full thing. We'll also drop a link to the Song Fight Nurein topic for this round. You can find all the Song Fight contestants and Nurein contestants there. You can check us out. We are at podcast.songlander.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter at newugly. Email newuglypodcast@gmail.com. Voicemail.
608-571-4940.
That's right. And of course, as always, we'll drop a link for Boffo Yucks Dude's listening party YouTube thing that happens on Mondays at, I think it's 7 o'clock Eastern time.
It's 7 was p.m. 9 o'clock Eastern time.
I will one day learn what time that is. It's 9 Eastern. My apologies. So until next time,
we'll song love you long time.
Nailed it.
Loving is what I got. So did my lyrics make any sense?
You were
coherently?
So nerdy. I loved it. they did make some sense. I understood. I had to listen to it. I forgot to point it out in the show. I loved the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle reference you made there at the end. Just like cracked my shit up.
Yeah,
that's
what you get
up
for picking the title Hazardous Slime. Come
it was
on,
good.
Guys.
Hazardous Waste, but good call.
Slime.
I liked
Same
it.
Thing.
I liked it. Yeah, tell us your story.
Okay. So I had just graduated college. I had my college girlfriend with me. And she had always, she had a job And so she was the one with power in the relationship before I graduated and got a job. And she had always kind of played this like, oh, I wish I could just like go out and mess around and flirt with other guys. Ha ha. I wish, you know, I miss those days. Ha ha. Tee hee type of thing. And I don't know, you know, like it was right after college, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And so there were many times where she went out and was over 21 and I was under 21, and there was a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Because she liked flirting for the free drinks, and she also just liked flirting. And one weekend after I had gotten a job, and all of a sudden the power dynamics kind of shifted a lot for us as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I was hanging out with my friend. It was his birthday, and his friend from out of town had come to visit this girl. And we were sitting at the dinner table, and she was just giving me the look all night, you know?
Wink, wink, I'm sure
I'm sure I was giving her a look as well.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I would assume so, but, you know, never know. We'll never know. And then I continued to hang out with my friend, and then I hung out at his house, and he went to sleep, and I still hung out with the girl that night, and I didn't really do anything with her. And then we kept in contact. And this was, like, within the period of a week. This whole story is within the period of 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out how I can make it so I can sit on two chairs at once. It's a Ukrainian saying. Dog's trying to like a dog on a bale of hay. No, that's anyway. Yes, sitting on two chairs at once is not a Ukrainian saying. Just cut that
you
part.
You cut out right at the part where I'm supposed to cut out. I can't wait to listen to it.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. 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 Okay. So, you know, I'm texting this girl and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on the, you know, like my relationship with my girlfriend is on the way out. Like we're not really, you know, a solid relationship anymore. Meanwhile, my girlfriend had apparently met a guy that weekend that I didn't know about. And they had kind of flirted it off. But I didn't know that when I did this. So I'm with my girlfriend in the car at the end of a night of hanging out. I'm dropping her off, and I'm like, you know, I've been thinking a little bit, and I know it's really important for you to be able to flirt with other guys and to, you know, mess around with them, and I think it might be best for us to have an open relationship.
Damn, son.
And she was so happy.
Oh.
She was like, oh my God, you understand me. I'm so happy that you would do this for me. And meanwhile, in my head, I'm just like, yeah, this is, yeah, yep. I will take credit for this. It's all about you, baby, and I just want you to be happy. So, fast forward to the next weekend, which was Halloween. Now, what's Halloween in a college town?
Drunk, sloppy, and full of STDs.
Yes, exactly. So this girl comes to visit me, hangs out with me that weekend, while my girlfriend's hanging out with her friends and probably some guy or whatever. I don't know what they're doing. And I frankly don't care at that point. And, you know, I have a pretty good time. Pretty good time. But then, I wake up in the morning because somebody's buzzing my door, and then they're texting me and calling and then buzzing some more. And I look, like, I ignore it at first, but then I look and I'm like, oh shit, it's my girlfriend and this other girl's here. And this is not a good situation. I'll ignore it. And I kept ignoring it, but I couldn't ignore it any longer. So I finally go downstairs. I open the door and I'm like, hey, how's it going? And she's like, hey, can I come up? And I'm like, no, you can't. That's not a good idea. You cannot come up. And it was Halloween, so she was still dressed up as her costume from the night before.
Ooh.
Which was an overweight rainbow bright.
What? Okay.
I mean,
sure.
Like, just the rainbow bright. She was dressed up as Rainbow Bright. You remember Rainbow Bright, right?
Vaguely, yeah.
Like some 80s cartoon.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
You know, like mascara all over her face. And I guess like she got locked out of somewhere because her friend hooked up with somebody. And it was just a mess. And for some reason, she thought she should take a taxi to my place. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, we are not. We are not going up to my place. I am not having that situation. Like, I have boundary issues, but I am not inviting you up to my apartment right now because that would be a problem. So then, you know, I take her back to her place. Somehow she gets in. I don't know what the deal was because apparently she had her own keys. So, like, it was messed up. Like, okay, that relationship's gone. Put it in the box. No more. With the other girl, she really messes with me a lot. And, you know, we have a good time at first. And then just weird things start happening. And she starts doing things like she's emailing another guy who she claims she met before she met me. She's like, well, I can't stop emailing him, you know, like I need to let him down softly. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, one weekend, she doesn't want to hang out. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, well, you know, like that guy, he's coming to visit. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, he's going to stay this weekend. I'm like, what? And it turned into this whole dramatic mess where she was texting me all weekend like, oh, yeah, I really love you. I don't like this guy that much at all.
Damn,
and she's like, he can't even get it up for me. Yada, yada, yada. Like, this literally happened to me.
What?
This literally happened to me. And, yeah, it just got worse from there. It was bad. It was bad. Like, I went from one bad relationship to another bad relationship, basically.
Clearly.
And, I don't know. It was not a good time at all.
Yeah, but you dropkicked that girl, right? You're just like, get out. Bam.
No, because the thing is, like, she had always played this game where she, you know, everybody always plays the game where they want to be the last one, right? Or the first one to be the one who breaks. So we went up through the thing where, like, I break up with you. No, I break up with you. No, I break up with you.
Yeah.
It was really annoying. And then, like, one night, you know, we have this huge argument. And then the next morning, you know, we're all happy. I go off. And then we never talk for, like, the next 6 months or a year or whatever.
Nice. It's one way to end it.
And then the next time I saw her, she's basically saying to people, like, oh, yeah, our relationship was just, like, all laying down. You know, there was no substance to it, was her implication.
Damn.
Like, no, that's not exactly what happened. I mean, it's a little bit, but not exactly. And it just was not a good situation.
Damn, son.
Like, you know how only children are, right?
No, but kind of, actually.
Because I'm an only child.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how to share a little bit. Like, I have a little cognition, like, the slightest cognition that I'm an only child, and I should do something about that and not be total selfish jackass all the time. She did not have that benefit, and she also had, like, triple D, you know, bra. Mm. So she was just, like, always about herself, all in her head. It was really messed up. Not a good time.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it, man. That sucks.
But the funny part is the Rainbow Bright crying at my doorstop, you know.
Right. Little things, man.
I felt bad for her, but, you know, like, she'd kind of done this whole thing to me where she would go out drinking and flirt with guys and then, you know, act like it's fine and, I don't know, just...
Right.
Neither of those girls were the keeper.
Right, of course, clearly. This is like 10, 15 years ago or something.
Yeah, this is a long time ago. Long time ago. And long I had... Time. As I wrote this song, I was thinking about this story, and I'm like, dang, that's screwed up. That's messed up. What was I thinking? How did I have the balls to suggest an open relationship and get away with that? Woo!
Crazy, man.
Like, I guess the moral of the story is open relationships only work until you actually practice them. And, God, I don't know.
Yeah. That's a good moral. That's a good moral.
Oh, and then in the car on the way to her place, she was like, well, you guys didn't have sex, did you? I'm like, we have an open relationship. What does it matter? She's like, well, we didn't specify. I thought we were only doing the hand job. Okay. Let's get that in text next time. let's sign that.
That's right. Gotta write it down.
And then she's working like, how agreements. Many times did you do it?
Don't answer that.
Like, two?
Don't answer it.
Three?
Ah, oh, you answered it.
Four?
You idiot.
Five?
Oh, you're so dumb.
Six? More? She was very upset.
Oh, she was asking that. You didn't actually answer?
I probably did not answer because...
Okay, good. I thought that counting was you answering.
I have some sense of self-preservation.
Some. Sometimes.
Very little.
Yep.
Enough to get me by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I'm not young anymore.
Yeah, I sometimes think that too. And then sometimes wish I was. So. C'est la vie, bitches.
C'est la vie. Or yeah. C'est la vie.
All right.